Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. You know I'm here with my biracial family, Chris and Dion.
Hi, I'm bi. He's racial.
Biracial. He black, you white. Together, y'all biracial.
Oh.
Get it, nigga. Okay. Stay tuned after the music, and we're going to tell you, we found out that Chris is no longer what you call them people who burn, what are you, the redness?
Ginger.
Ginger.
He's no longer a ginger. He's something else that has to do with oatmeal.
Stay tuned. You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Recording in progress.
Recording, Chris, I'm trying to comb a damn hair. You don't get to suck about black women.
I didn't realize hitting record on a podcast was racism. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
He only cares about black mermaids, Miss Pat.
That's right. All black mermaids matter.
Oh,
if he was a half fish bitch, he would give a damn.
Oh, God. You're not liking me because I'm not a half fish bitch, Chris?
Did you see the mermaid meme that McDuffin made of Dion as the black mermaid and Nikea as Ursula? That's when I knew conservatives were right about this casting shit. It was disturbing.
They're going ham on the black mermaid. I see. I ain't paying any attention.
It had like 1.2 million down likes on the YouTube trailer, and they just shut the... It was so much racism, they turned off the comments.
Good. That's delicious. White people are so mad that they're losing their characters. You know, somebody had the best fucking thing for that. They said, with as many niggas you threw in the sea, do you really think a mermaid is white? That makes sense. She should be black.
I'm just disappointed you support gender erasure.
I don't know what that means, but it made sense when they said it. So, you know, get over the mermaid, people. A lot of shit is coming back.
I think we talked about this and like, I think we talked about it when we were at Helium way back when they announced it. The same shit happened then, too.
Everything, anything that you take away from the good old white people in this country that they, you know, what white people don't understand is.
No. Some white people. Most white people don't give a fuck.
Not the people who listen to us don't give a fuck. Now, it's your great-granddad who gives a fuck.
Right.
Okay. Or the great-great. And it's not even some of y'all great-granddad. Some shit is supposed to be black. Or they should make a character that represent everybody on earth. You know, you see the expression of those little girl face when they see that little black mermaid. It's nothing like seeing something or somebody that represents you.
They did make a character on earth to represent everybody. His name was Jesus, and then they turned him white.
No, there were Chinese Jesuses too. No, it's just like the people who are not going to watch it and don't give a shit, they care.
They're going
to
watch it.
My 3-year-old and her biracial friend watched the trailer, and they're like, this is awesome. That's who it's for. You know, like.
But you know, you have to have people. Some people ain't got no lives. So the best thing they could do is be racist on the internet and go in and be pro-black at work.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard about Dion's work experiences. It doesn't sound like that spreads to work.
Those and are Ms. the Pat's same voice, people. Fuck you, Chris.
Those are the same people that would go to fucking black rally with you, but at home right now, all that stupid shit on the internet. Because you just never know who a motherfucker is. It's okay. I mean, everybody need a job. So, you know, racists got to have a job, too. And their job is to be racist. You know? Let them have an opinion. Who gives a fuck?
I got laid off at the factory. I need a job.
Now who's going to do
talk? On the mermaid.
Now who's going to do talk radio?
Exactly. So, who gives a fuck if they don't like the black mermaid? Turn your TV to the white mermaid. And I'm quite sure little Mexican kids and Asian kids are feeling the same. They need to make the mermaid in their character. When they come out with the dolls next year, it should be a character of every race that represents everybody. And it just shouldn't be Jesus, Dion.
No, I agree.
It should be whatever. I mean, you know what? Kids are not racism. Racism is taught. We already know that. I'm in the airport every day. You know how many beautiful kids, white kids that I see that has black baby dolls? Their parents didn't pick up that doll. That child innocent picked up that doll because that's what they like. You were taught that doll is different.
That's why they get rid of abortion.
Huh?
I said, that's why they get rid of abortion.
Why?
Because little white kids are picking black people. Ain't going to be no more whites left.
Oh, it's going to be plenty of whites now.
You let them tell the story. All the white people going to be gone.
It makes sense.
I may have to adopt someday. I can't comment right now.
But it's okay. We need the races to be in the world. Without them, we wouldn't have no racism to talk about.
It's just, you know, every week now, it's Lord of the Rings, it's Game of Thrones. Let's just get over it.
What's wrong with Lord of the Rings?
They have a black character, and, you know, the same suspects, Matt Walsh and all of them, are mad. But it's like, you know, like with Disney.
Matt Walsh,
I'm not even going to get into it. He's a Republican commentator who makes a living off of stirring up this bullshit.
But the thing is, you had 10 million people watch that from all nationalities. Nobody gives a fuck about Matt Walsh. So let him feed. He got to feed his family. So he got a group of people that listen to him that talk bullshit. It ain't us. But, you know, some people want to hear that bullshit. And they can't get it if they come to the pat down or any other place. So they have to get it somewhere. So everybody need they fix. It's like buying a certain type of pussy on a certain type of corn. You know what I'm saying? Did that make sense?
Corn, 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 corn.
Who knew Miss Pat was a capitalist racist? Free money for everybody.
What are you? Have been hanging out with Owen Benjamin? Coming up on Anthony Kamiya's show, Miss Pat.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but you got to let them have their little space too. Don't be racist, nigga.
You're
spending all that good energy when you could have built your dog a dog house.
That's right. Representation matters.
Yeah. All that energy you build on worried about there's a black mermaid, you could have built like a really nice luxury dog house for your motherfucking dog.
When we were in the Dominican last year in December, this guy was showing us pictures of his 8-year-old daughter's birthday party, and she was Moana. And he said she loved Moana because she looked like her. She lived in a tropical place. She had black skin. Like, she loved Moana, dresses like Moana all the time. And I'm like, why would I not, like, as a white person, what we've had Cinderella, you got Frozen. Like, why wouldn't you want other people's kids to have, you know, the same sort of recognition? You know, I just
don't get
it. They don't
want you to have that good feeling. They don't want all black babies to have that good feeling. See, yeah. They thought niggas couldn't swim, and bam, a black mermaid appeared. So now they all pissed the fuck off. And that mermaid got locks in her head.
Quisha doing hair under the sea.
I'm like, who been doing this bitch locks down there?
Did you see that? Did you see
Nemo been doing the mermaid hair?
Did Quisha catch the criminal? She posted the video of some criminal coming.
Oh, Quisha would catch Jesus stealing. Yeah, she called him.
So she posted on her Instagram a video of this woman coming in and basically stealing a wig from her daughter. And yeah, she alerted the FBI. She dug up J. Edgar Hoover, put him on the case.
She put Martin Luther King on the speech, Malcolm X on the road, Al Sharpton on the food.
Al Sharpton on the food. You're just getting up with vegan shit now.
If somebody don't tell Al Sharpton to eat something, then eat something. That nigga chest on KD. I get asked, I gotta say thing for the young bitch. That nigga look like a fucking a big ink pen. I'm like, Al, you gotta eat something, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you? Eat something, nigga. That nigga suits. He look like he done throw away them old suits. He look like he brought them down to his new
He's
size.
Wearing his Tawana Brawley suit.
I know them the same suits because of the button. Those are fat people buttons on his suit. Them buttons are for niggas built like me, not you, dear. Little niggas got little buttons like that on his suit. This nigga got buttons like this. I said, no, nigga, that's the old suit.
Dion can have.
You forgot to tell him to split the buttons in half. Them are plus size buttons on a small nigga suit.
Dion can afford plastic buttons. We can.
See, I told you. You see the plus size button? They transferred them over there. You see, they even sewed the hole up on that jacket because the button hole was too big. He looked like when he was fat, he looked like he played on the Titanic. He like he's standing at the end of the boat right there.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
You know who he looks like?
Mr. Mackey is who he looks like.
Looks like Nikea.
He sure do look like Nikea. Look at him. That's that same suit. They done dyed it and fixed old buttonholes.
I know we got to talk about the Emmys, but the best thing on social media this week was you and Nikea on a trampoline. Did you post that video?
I did not see that.
You didn't see Nikea jumping on a trampoline about 4 inches high?
That was old too. It popped up in my story, so I posted it.
I'll find it real quick. Oh, I wonder.
That was so much fun. It took everybody to get me up out that goddamn trampoline.
Remember that time we were in Phoenix and you tried to ride the bull?
Oh my god.
Please tell me there's a video.
No, that nigga threw
there
that
was,
bull too.
But it was in my old phone.
It probably popped back up.
Nah, it was in my old phone. I didn't post it or anything. I don't have that phone anymore. So
I can't.
The video's gone. But that shit was funny. We went to we was at the House of Comedy, and then after the show we went next door to this bar and they had like a mechanical bull. We was all hanging out. This was before you was even drinking, Pat. You were like, I wanna ride. You couldn't even get on the motherfucker.
I could, nigga. And shit, I'm gonna spray my leg. I heard so many creaks and cracks. And nigga, it sounded like a nigga would open a U-Haul truck in the back. It sounded like an accident was happening. And somebody was sliding on brakes.
Well, I can't find it, but
I had to open my motherfucking legs that high. I think it took like 9 niggas to get me on that bull. Then. And once turn, the bull slung me the fuck off. I don't fuck no bull. And because you know I'm 50 now, so when you open my legs too wide, they sound like doors on old cars. Gas come out. The hardest thing about getting old is not being able to control your gas. You know, like you be want to hold it, but it's so painful.
I go to Pilates and it's all these 80-year-old women and they fart the whole time. They stretch themselves, they open up their legs, they do exactly what you're talking about.
Nigga,
and you have to pretend you didn't hear it.
Some people can catch their fart right at the crack of their ass and bring it back when you're younger.
You got sphincter control.
Yeah, you can catch that fart right when it's about to rip it. You suck it back, your booty hole suck it back in. Nigga, ain't no suck back in when you old fit. That booty hole, it just let you be like, damn, ass right here. Right here, right now, asshole. You just gonna do that shit to me, asshole? No, asshole. So it just really rough. Like I used to couldn't understand what my daddy used to say. I got a shit. What the fuck? But now I understand. I found myself yesterday. Whoa, we at jazz. I kept saying, "Hurry up, nigga! I got doo-doo. I got doo-doo. Who's ass, nigga? I got doo-doo." He said Whataburger.
Whataburger. Like,
this shit don't make no goddamn sense. The motherfucking lie so god. I wasn't eating Whataburger. I was eating the fucking salad. But nigga, I had the shit so fucking bad. And you know, when you old and you got a doo-doo, that shit start punching you in your motherfucking lower gut like you in a fucking boxing match. And you can feel whatever trying to get out of you and say, fuck you. I don't care if you here sitting down, I'm coming out. You feel all of that. When you was young, you could change your mind and your shit would go away.
Do that no more. You can't change your mind no more.
Your booty hole changed your mind.
What are you eating?
Bitch, I got shit.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
I didn't understand why my daddy used to carry on like an asshole. Like, that's daddy. You can't be saying you got a shit out in public like that. Now that I'm fit up, I got shit. When you know you getting old. You know you getting old. You don't give a fuck what you say or how you say it. Please, and that's me.
Please write that into an episode. The whole episode where you will have to shit the whole episode, but you can't.
Yeah. It ain't nothing like constipation when you get a certain age. Oh. You've been so constipated, your kneecaps swell up.
I'm very regular. I shit morning and night.
Nigga, one time my kneecaps were swollen up. And the doctor told me to rub it so the bowel can move.
What? Was this Dr. Nick from The Simpsons? Using Elvis as doctor? What doctor are you going to?
She got a hand up on her knees and her both on her thighs. She got a shit. Aye, 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 aye.
Man, you get a certain age, I'm telling you, there's so much shit cracking. I was telling this lady on stage, I said, you know, back in the day, you could walk around with no underwear on. That's why I don't understand how people will fit to walk around with no underwear on. Nigga, I would be leaking. Like, shit would be following me down the street if I didn't have on no underwear.
Your asshole is Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, the Notre Dame, the Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam. Not Notre Dame, that's the church.
What the fuck is that?
It did catch on fire a few years ago.
That's what I thought about, Dion. And then I was like, I think she thinks it's a dam. And you lived for 15 years, 2 hours away from Notre Dame.
The dam can't catch on fire. It's water.
It did, though. Hoover Dam caught on fire like a month ago.
What happened to it?
It was just some sort of battery burned up or something.
It was an electrical fire.
There was
did the fire fall in the water?
No, I don't think so. Let me see.
No.
I can show you video here. No.
Did you see that Chinese building that was on fire for like 25 minutes yesterday?
Mm-mm.
It what?
What are you following?
It was in China.
Chinese weather reports or what?
Do you know my Twitter is wild, right? So there was a apartment building caught on fire, or I don't know if it was an apartment building. It was a giant building in China. The whole fucking thing was just on fire. And all these Chinese people were saying shit in Chinese. I had no idea what they were saying, but let me see if I can go find a video for you. Hold on.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, here. Holy shit. Hold on.
You see it?
Yeah.
Look at this. Yeah.
Damn.
Nigga, that's what the fuck?
The whole damn thing.
That's like 9/11.
That what it looked like.
This video.
So I'm glad you said that, Chris, because then the 9/11 conspiracy theories underneath the Twitter feed went ham.
Of course. This is USA Today. Flames engulf skyscraper in China. If you want to see it, man.
Yeah, it was burning for like 20 minutes. They're like, "How come that building didn't fall down?"
It's China, nigga. China got the smartest shit. It's like they make their people work all day long, all night long to come up with new shit. Like, I saw this thing that I was like, I gotta order this. I need it. Like, you take your wet umbrella and you bring it in the house, and it's this whole compartment thing you stick it in.
Okay, look at this. Look at this billboard. I saw this in China yesterday. Look at it. This is a 3D billboard for Nike in China.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves. It's the Nike Dragon 3D billboard in China.
Yeah.
How the fuck that dragon gonna wear Nikes? They don't got feet.
I don't still... how'd they make the sign move?
If we had that, niggas be trying to ride the motherfucking dragon. See, China whoop them people. We don't whoop all people. We just put them in jail.
They're still in COVID lockdown.
Who?
China. Certain parts of China still are locked in their apartments 3 years
no,
later.
No, I've been ordering eyelashes and shit from China. They working.
It's a big country.
I just got some eyelashes from China. The fuck are you talking?
I didn't mean the whole country.
I don't know
why it was so funny.
I'm gonna tell you, if you place an order, it's on the way, Nick.
Unless it's a refrigerator.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my fucking refrigerator. Oh my God, it's been a year now. Thank God I'm just at the first level of my house.
Hey, we should take a break, but when we come back, we got to talk about the Emmys.
No, we don't. How long have we been on here?
20.
Well, let's finish it out, and then the next episode will be the Emmys.
All right.
What else was been going on with me? Just a lot of traveling. Y'all, make sure y'all come check me out. I am in, where am I?
North Carolina?
I'm in Texas. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. All the shows are sold out. Thank you so much for Rollins for showing y'all fucking ass. All the shows there were sold out. Cleveland, I'm on my way when? The 29th. And the 30th, I need y'all to show y'all ass and sell out all of those shows, too. I want to appreciate y'all. Oh, my God. I've been having so much fucking fun out here. I'm really putting together my new hour. I'm going to sit down and take some stuff away and add some stuff and really make it strong. And I'm excited. I'm excited about this new hour. It's mostly about my daddy, you know, me getting to know my daddy for the first time because I ain't really know that nigga. And so I'm excited to talk about a little bit something different. And I'm talking about the welfare to work program that I went through, which is interesting because I never really talked about that on stage. So I'm building this new hour that I think when it get really, really tight, people are really going to appreciate it.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just having fun. That's what I was going to say.
I just said... I've been teaching writing classes, and we had a graduation show this past Wednesday. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, I thought they were going to bomb their ass off, but they all did pretty good. I was like, I don't think they ready, But they showed their asses on Wednesday, and it was a really good show. I was so proud. I was like, oh.
And how many people came out?
It was about 25. It was in the upstairs room. So it was small. It was like family and friends. And one of the ladies was 69 years old, just starting comedy. Sweet old Nancy. And she kicked ass. I was so happy for her.
Tell us more.
It was stand-up writing. Just stand-up writing. How to structure jokes and how to tag jokes and make jokes better. That's basically what the class was about.
Because people all the time are like, how do I get into stand-up? How do I get into stand-up? I'm like, I'll tell them to message you. I've gone, on twice. Don't ask me.
I've had so many fucking messages from people that you have sent to me, Chris, that if I see you in person, I think I'm going to slap you like I'm going to do McDuffin.
I'm actually putting when my house is done, I'm putting a nice podcast. I have built the whole studio, but there might be a change of mind. But I'm putting
We're canceled.
Huh?
You're not building the podcast studio? What are you canceling us for? What are you building instead?
No, I don't know. But it's going to be a nice podcast location. And I can't wait because we're going to do like a grand opening. So y'all don't have to see us like this anymore for a while. I get the guys to come to Atlanta like twice a month. And we get together and put some in the banks and, you know, so we could look like a whole podcast, especially when we got good interviews. Because I would like to, I've run into a lot of people and I would like to start talking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's good. You finished your first class. I was wondering too, boy. I was like, these people going to eat hot dick and be going to have his head down, going to cut his wrist. Want to drink a Corona? You don't know what to do when they get up there and get. But you know, that was their friends and family too. Did anybody win a hosting gig at the club?
Not that I know of. I haven't done any follow up with the club as far as what they're going to do with the students. But I was surprised because a couple of the students had changed their sets midway through the week, and I was just like, "What are y'all need to stick with it? Just because you have one bad week." Because I told them, you know, during the week, try to find an open mic to keep working on it. And some of them would go up, not do well. And then when they would come back to class, they'd be like, this didn't work. And I'm like, well, why didn't it work? Were you doing it this way? Were you doing it that way? Whatever. And so when the graduation show came, I was kind of worried that a couple of students who had changed their mind near the end of the class, that they weren't going to do well. And, you know, I'm a tough critic on stand-up comedy, but they all did pretty fucking decent considering how much time they had to, because they started 6 weeks ago, most of them, on the material that they did in the class. And so for them to do 5 to 6 minutes, I was impressed. I was like, you know, they're not ready to work or anything, but they have a solid foundation. I was very proud of that. Just
now when you teach this class, do you have a blackboard? Do you stand up with a podium? What does it look like when you're teaching the class?
No. So they were, I would have them get on stage and I would just say, pick a topic and then start talking. And I would take notes for them. And then the other members of the class, we would pitch them ideas. What do you guys think about this? What should they add? What should they take away? That sort of thing, just to see where everybody was at. And then we spider webbed premises. So I was like, you know, your first joke should be something personal. So one, nobody can steal it. Two, you know it better than anybody else. And three, you'll have an attachment to it. And so they all picked things that were personal to them. And then we just workshopped it that way. And it, for the most part, it went good. A couple of the students didn't feel comfortable after they really started getting to the emotions of it. Like the woman who was married to the crackhead, like she just wasn't, she thought she was over it, but as she was writing about it and talking about it, you know, things started coming up that she would remember. Kind of like you, Pat, where you're like, oh, I forgot all about that because of the trauma behind it, some of the shit. So she was like, she's not comfortable. She's not ready. One of the students was a Quaker. And I was like, she was telling me about how.
Who the fuck is a Quaker?
She had to be quiet in church and eat all those oats.
Basically. They like have a church decide who you can marry. Like it's like a group committee. So when somebody wants to marry you, the whole like little community gets together. And if anybody says, no, I don't think y'all should get married, you can't marry that person. And that was the strangest shit I ever heard in my life. Like,
she's still a Quaker. Did she run away?
I think she's still a Quaker. I think she still works at the factory. But I just thought it was crazy that you could be in a relationship with somebody for 10 years. And then on your wedding day, or the time the person wants to propose, some asshole will be like, nah. And then y'all just done. I tried her to get her right about that, but she wasn't comfortable about talking about it. So,
but see, that's the stuff that'll be the great for them in 5 years.
How did they let her out to be normal if he was a Quaker?
Well, they're not Amish. I think, are you thinking like they're Amish? Like Quaker people are like around.
They're their own little.
So what happened? She got married. Did nobody want?
She is married. She got married, but she was talking about somebody else in the community, and I was just like, tell me more, because it was some interesting shit I had never heard of, because I don't know any fucking Quakers. But she didn't want to talk about it. I think she would get in trouble with the Quaker community if they found out.
Well,
she
they
has
won't
some
kick
of the
her ass.
She had.
Well, there's no violence that's gonna happen. They won't hit her.
What are they gonna do? Hit her with a fucking buggy?
Now, what's funny about Miss Pat? Miss Pat lived in Plainfield, Indiana, which was where the National Quaker Meeting was. It's the Fighting Quakers is the mascot of her kid's school. It's the Quaker capital of the United States, and you learned nothing about the Quakers while you were there.
I thought I was a mascot. I didn't know white people were Quakers. I thought this some shit y'all made up so y'all could have a fighting Irish leader.
No,
I don't fucking know.
It was actually people. They were really big abolitionists, and they fled North Carolina because of slavery and settled in Indiana and founded Plainfield, and then founded the.
They white. How the fuck they ran from slavery?
And
they
then
white.
They well they were more owners? They were morally opposed to it, and then came up here and set up the Underground Railroad. Quakers were huge.
Oh,
in the
they didn't
want to
be owners.
They didn't want to be paying taxes to an evil government.
I'm a Quaker in that regard.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
But they're also pacifists, so they like don't go to war or fight or anything, which is why.
No, but it's one of those things where, you know, if you speak out against the community, they treat you like a leper, you know, the scarlet letter.
What do they
thing.
Do about her being a comedian?
I don't know if they know.
Who came out to support her? Nobody?
Just her husband.
I didn't know Quakers were like that. They're usually pretty liberal.
So let me ask you something. So is Quaker the white people who tie their shoe real tight?
What?
Nico, what does that even mean?
You see white people with their shoe tied real tight, like they got to run from the police. And them Quakers.
How did that association take place in your head?
I don't even.
What? How did you get there? Can we reverse the math?
I
don't
know who them white people are. With them tight.
They're nerds.
Them the white people I'm curious in with the double knot tie shoe real tight, like they look like blood pressure cups around their ankles. Are them Quakers?
You know what? Go fuck yourself. Because I have my shoes double tied. My Brooks look like hospital shoes.
What do you call them, white people?
You got this.
Double no, knot. Not like that. I'm talking about they tied so tight they about to break the string. You ain't never seen them white people. Uh-uh. And I'm sitting there like, I'm like, I know you in pain. I know you can feel that shoe strain choking out your fucking ankle. Are them Quakers?
She never wore shoes with laces, so I couldn't tell you.
We need to discover them white people with the tight, tight shoes.
Somebody's got to write in and help illuminate this, because
who is the white people with the extra tight shoestring like they run from the police for a living? Because I've seen niggas tie their shoes up before they take off running. You know, it's for balance, speed, make sure your shoes don't fall off your feet. But white people who can't run just got their shoe tied for no reason. I'm thinking as a black person, damn, we can't have shit. They didn't even tuck the shoestring tying tight from us.
You don't tie your shoes?
Nigga, she can't.
Oh, yeah. That's what Jasmine's for.
And I appreciate you so much, Jazz, for taking that job.
Not real tight. You ain't never seen people take out their shoes and the shoestring mark on the top of their feet?
Yeah.
Them white people. Who are they?
I'm kind of one of those people. I like my shoes tied tight.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
They're Spanglers. That's who they are.
I can personally attack right now. Double knotted shoes tied tight.
You're not alone, Spangler. When I was a kid, I used to tie my shoes super tight too.
I went to the gym today and I was on the treadmill and they felt like girls. They were coming off.
You had to have your shoes tied tight when they white daddy catch you in the house fucking his
I didn't have sex till I was 20. What are you talking about? I just hop in my car and roll out.
Oh my God, this has been a funny ass episode. Do I miss you guys? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. all right, y'all. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Make sure y'all catch me in Indiana. I will be there for one night only. Me, D.L. Hublet, along with Lil Duval and Ricky Smiley. What's the date?
September 24th.
September 24th. We're going to be at the Marat for two shows. Get your tickets because it's almost sold out. I cannot wait to be coming to my second home. And with that said, Chris, stop. I finally figured out your race. You a fucking Quaker.
I'll take it.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of The Pat Down. You know I'm here with my biracial family, Chris and Dion.
Hi, I'm bi. He's racial.
Biracial. He black, you white. Together, y'all biracial.
Oh.
Get it, nigga. Okay. Stay tuned after the music, and we're going to tell you, we found out that Chris is no longer what you call them people who burn? What are you? The redness?
Ginger.
Ginger.
He's no longer a ginger. He's something else that has to do with oatmeal.
Stay tuned.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.